Good morning, my name is Annelie Rabie. It's just after 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 11th of January, and an early morning update on the fires that have really kept us busy in the Claymont area. Just the following. We have four main areas. Three of them seems rather contained at this point in time. Let me start with Karweider's Kraal, which is between Hermanus and the turn off to Kleinbaai. We have a number of hot spots in that area, but no active line. In Arabella, which most of you know as the big golf estate and hotel and spa, quite active yesterday, but this morning, not an active line, but many very hot spots. There's a lot of smoke on the road and in the area, but the roads are open. We have vehicles on the scene to contain anything and deal with a flare-up should it happen. Then in the residential area of Heuningkloof, in Claymont itself, at the back of Heuningkloof was a really difficult situation yesterday. This morning, not an active line, yet a number of hotspots. We do have vehicles on standby, and in this regard, I have to thank the City of Cape Town most sincerely for coming to assist us in that area. Then the area that concerned us last night is called Paardeberg, which is above Claymont, the mountains behind Claymont. Last night, late afternoon, they started a back burn. That was rather successful. There are no warm lines at the moment. There are, however, still a number of hot spots, and we have ground teams on the ground right there at the moment. I will give you an update later on in the morning, around 7 o'clock, on the number of ground troops that have been dispatched for this morning. We do not at this time anticipate any air support. However, with the wind, you never know in this area. So whilst I am cautiously optimistic, I will not rest and the team will not rest until we are sure it is completely put out.